This is episode 1957 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, April 27th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It is time for some Who Cares News with Morgan.
Ooh, already?
Yeah.
Good thing I got a story for you.
You got a story for us?
I do. So the ratings are in for Sunday's Oscars.
Ah, okay.
Wah, wah.
Sad emoji, huh?
Sad emoji for the Oscars, just like all the rest of the award shows this season.
This was not a good year for award
shows. Well, it just keeps getting worse.
Postponed, socially distanced, masks abounding, no real red carpets to speak of. Yeah, no. And there was no theaters this year for movies to be released in.
True.
So the Academy had a one-time only Netflix, anything that was anything you call a movie can be nominated.
Well, the Oscars.
Yeah.
Are now on life support.
Oh my God.
What appears to be the lowest rated Oscars of certainly the last 50 years.
Sure. Before they had cable TV.
Yeah, the drop was huge. 58% less than last year's.
Wow.
And last year's was an all-time low.
That is a killer.
Yes.
58%? Wow. Yeah.
So the show, it as a whole, it only got a rating of 1.9.
Wow.
For viewers aged 18 to 49.
Yeah.
So, I guess hosting a train station with a new format's far more underwhelming than... Event planners originally suspected.
It was underwhelming. I guess that's the but you miss stuff if you don't watch the Oscars.
People are
going to be talking about next day on your Zoom. I mean, that's the deal.
Pretty
used
dresses.
used to be the water cooler, but I read a bunch of stuff yesterday about people were like you know what? They did like with all of the people that presented, they kind of gave a little backstory on all of them, which you said you liked.
Yes.
A lot of people said they didn't like that. Like,
really?
Just show us the clips.
No.
We live in a heartless society.
Man.
Do we live in a heartless society? I mean, come on.
Well, yeah, kind of, yeah.
No, I didn't see anybody complain about Halle Berry yesterday. But you know, the deal was that it really was that kind of thing where I tell you, I had to sit through it. The first hour, I'm going like, this is dragging because the speeches were so long.
Speeches were kind of long.
I don't like speeches.
I didn't mind too much.
I don't like speeches. Unless they've got something funny, you know? Frances McDormand, she howled like a wolf during her speech. It's like, yeah, all right, give me some more of that.
Frances who?
Frances McDormand.
There you go.
What did I say? McDormand?
McDormand.
McDormand.
McDormand?
Whatever. She was in Nomadland, which is hard to say. Even for radio people, it's hard to say Nomadland. And now, probably more people will watch these movies than watch the Oscars last night.
Now, kind of the sad thing is that the Oscars that made history diversity-wise, that has such a low rating in viewership.
It did make history diversity-wise. I would say that. Normally, the Twitter hashtag's always been, I think the hashtag's been all white Oscars for several years, where nobody of color was nominated for anything. And that's just recent years.
Uh-huh.
And we talk about Denzel Washington, Sidney Poitier, and Halle Berry only being among a handful of blacks that have ever gotten an Oscar. So that's kind of crazy when you think about it in this world.
Well,
so,
they was different last night.
It was different. It was different.
So I enjoyed it. I did.
I liked it.
I was glad to see the diversity. I enjoyed the Oscars. I enjoyed the
my
the
bold prediction, next year it'll be on the CW. And the year after that, on TBS. Where you can get a real audience.
The creators of Framing Britney Spears have announced their next documentary. It'll be about the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction
at the
2004 Super Bowl.
They got a hold of what's his name? Her stylist. Remember we talked about a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
They've gotten a hold of him. They've probably offered him a big deal. They're like, oh, you have the dirt. We were just waiting for you to come out of the woodwork.
You got the dirt, baby. We got the money, honey.
How much story can there be to this?
Well, the whole story about it actually being Justin behind it and things like that.
Well, but the Britney Spears, Framing Britney Spears was a documentary. I mean, there's a lot of surface to cover there. But in this one, surface is only about, I don't know, 1.5 inches in diameter. That's about it for surface. No, I'm getting out there. I'm in a funny.
Okay. Anyway. Jeez.
So they're going to make a documentary, which must be, what, 10 minutes long?
I think it'll be longer because there's they had meetings and discussions. And
does anybody want to see these meetings? Oh, there was probably wardrobe to try on. Here's what I do want to know.
Okay.
Did she know?
I'd
was
like to know
she
that.
In on it? That's because, Janet you know, Jackson. We're talking about Janet Jackson.
Why would you wear a jewel on your nip?
It was like
diamond encrusted or
sunburst thing. It's like, whoa, here we are. It was like crazy. You go look at that. It's like, I couldn't believe it. First off, I couldn't believe what he did, but I thought, I was thinking in that split moment that she was going to be covered. Her nipple would be covered. Uh-huh. That it would be like a pasty or something like that. And then that would have been still rude, but not what they call nudity. So.
But if it was diamond encrusted, could you actually see her nipple?
It fit over her nipple. But there was the sunburst thing.
Around it.
That was around it. That I don't know how it held on there. Must have had some super glue or something.
They do pretty funky stuff with women's dresses. With
I
all
noticed
the cleavage
that.
And stuff.
Well, I noticed that the other night on the Oscars.
On the Oscars, a lot of cleavage.
They had Halle Berry taped into that dress pretty good. I noticed that for sure. By God, I noticed that for sure.
I'll bet you did.
I never wanted to be a piece of tape more in my life.
Her stylist said it was Justin's idea.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But Justin saw almost zero repercussions, as we know.
Well, Justin is like Teflon. And nothing sticks to this guy. Nothing.
Well,
he does a couple of kids' movies. Everybody thinks he's cute. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And he's like, he was like a creep. Sexist creep.
I mean, he got dragged enough to have to issue an apology for failing them.
He did a skit called Dick in a Box. Come on.
I'm sorry. That was so funny.
It was funny. Matter of fact. I didn't stick to him. It's like
every time he goes down to Rapping Town on Saturday Night Live, it's just so funny.
Okay, all right.
I mean,
it is funny.
Right.
Okay, right on.
Down to Rapping Town.
I'm just wondering how many radio stations I got kicked off of for saying "dick in a box," but that's okay.
That's what they call it. It's on. It's on air.
I know it's on.
That's
air.
What they call
anyway,
it.
Anyway,
so. There's no word if either Janet or Justin will take part in the
No, I don't believe
the
either
movie
one
or documentary or whatever
have
it's going
to
be.
Anything to do with this. No, sir. No, no. I doubt it.
Yeah.
They will have nothing to do.
Probably
with
not.
Not a thing. But it'll be interesting to see if they show the little thing again. The little
moment of
infamy.
You would think they would. I mean, especially if that's what it's about.
All right. We'll wait and see. I wonder what they're going to call it. I don't know. Super breasts. I don't know. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a good day, and
that's all the news you care about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.